Greg Budell, because Greg in Happy Hour, well, he's next.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SR News, I'm John Scott. A series of intense wildfires in Canada have spread from the western provinces to Quebec, with hundreds of forest fires burning. Wind has carried the smoke from the fires southward, triggering air quality alerts throughout the United States. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has issued a poor air quality alert for New England. Many events have been canceled. Wildfire smoke considered to be very hazardous to one's health. Former Vice President Pence formally joining the 2024 race for the White House. Chris Licht has been ousted as chief executive at CNN following a series of missteps and plunging ratings at that network. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 115 points, but the Nasdaq losing 149. This is SRN News.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
It is I, Jeff Bezos. By now you've all heard of the looming labor strike amongst UPS workers. Needless to say, this is very concerning news. For my competitors, you know, the ones without their own fleet of delivery vehicles? Ha! When was the last time an eBay van pulled into your driveway? Luckily, my delivery personnel are satisfied and fulfilled. And also, not unionized! Ha ha! And if perchance they do become insolent and demand fair treatment, I have a plan D. And the D stands for drones! My drones can carry an assortment of parcels, but what they'll never carry? A picket sign! Oh, but I do wish the rank and file of UPS the very best and hope their demands are met, which I assume is, oh, I don't know, free coffee and potty breaks? But in my billionaire opinion, it was a slippery slope, because you can't have one without the other.
I can't tell if that's laughter from Bezos and his minions or leftover laughter echoing around the studio from the Joey Show. Welcome to Happy Hour at 3:05. Riding shotgun for a little bit is Eddie Bader.
Good to be here, Greg.
Oh, the show's better with Bader.
I love being here. I love hanging out with you guys.
Since you're here,
yeah,
let's talk about some of the listings you got going.
I've got some great listings. In fact, we just put a great investment property on the market yesterday. It's on Federal Drive. It's a two-bedroom, one bath. Got a big enough, like, formal dining room. You can convert that to a third bedroom. We put it on the market yesterday. We put it on the market for $62.5. We've already gotten, I think, three offers. Wow. We got more coming. Montgomery market is still hot. It is a very hot market. But what we've learned is buyers right now, especially anything 300 and above, it's got to be perfect. 6 months ago, you could put a sign on a shed and somebody would buy it.
Yeah. You know, we have had some great work done on our property. We had a new AC system put in by Clark's. Scott Bowers has begun the repaint. The patio looks great. Had a new, our buddies at Turf Stalkers built a great border around the garden next to the driveway.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And it's taking shape. And we have a Tree Masters, new advertiser, and I'm going to have them out. As I was leaving today, there was Jay Quellen sent some thunderstorms down from the 3609 tree.
I saw that.
And we had this big, it's a crepe myrtle, it's huge. And even though we've circumcised it several times, a lot of the leaves blow off that thing right into the pool.
Aye.
It does have a pool. So, but I don't know. I don't know if I could do perfect. You got some nice carpeting. Georgia Floors Direct.
Yeah.
It's the house that advertising built.
And it works, baby.
Actually, it's the house that advertising improved.
Well, look at your driveway.
My God.
Look at your, it looks like snow in your driveway. It's the cleanest driveway in the neighborhood.
Rich Thomas said you can see it from space.
Yes. The landing strip, buddy.
Yeah. And did you find me a neighbor in Arrowhead? Because you got a couple of listings in the hood.
Well, definitely. We've got one on Choctaw, which is a great four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath home. We've got that one right at $300,000. It is absolutely ready to go. And then we also have one on Creek Drive, which is it's a custom-built house, multi-story house, 3,500 square feet.
Wow.
It's huge. One of the greatest things I like, when you walk in on what would be the upper level, but it's ground level from the driveway, and you're looking down on your yard. You got a little pond back there. I think it was 2 weeks ago I was out there. There were a couple foxes running around. It's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous.
I love Arrowhead.
I love that community.
I did 4 miles in that brutal heat.
Oh, man, Greg.
This afternoon. But the trees, the green, nice people.
Oh, yeah. Everybody over there is always super friendly.
I never worry. Safe as any neighborhood could be.
Mm-hmm.
And people that really like look out for each other and look out for their property.
Well, one of the great things about Arrowhead is a volunteer HOA.
Yes.
A lot of neighborhoods have that mandatory HOA, so you get some people in there you're not necessarily crazy about because basically they become kind of Hitler-like. But with a volunteer HOA, you get people that love the community are members of that HOA. All they want is what's best for the community. Yeah. Big difference.
By the way, if anybody that's part of the Arrowhead HOA is listening, give me a call. Because I want to give you some money. And Bear is on the line to start the show this afternoon.
Afternoon, y'all.
Hi, what's on your mind?
I wanted to say that, yes, it's probably leftover laughter from Joey's bit, because all of that laughter.
It's
that and Eddie Bay, y'all are making me jealous right now of those homes. I wish I could move out there.
It's nice.
Really,
and you
nice
know, it's
and like that I have when I was a teenager. So when I was a teenager, we lived in a trailer park. There wasn't an HOA, but we were all looking out for each other. We were all making sure that, you know, stuff did, you know, so-and-so had this or so-and-so had that. And I kind of miss that bit of community because I live out in the middle of nowhere now, and I don't talk to any. I don't even know any of my neighbors. And I can't move right now because, so I technically do and technically don't own the house I'm living in.
Oh.
My rent is the mortgage because the actual homeowner cannot work.
I see.
Yeah. But it's like, I wish, man. I wish.
Well, we would love to have you in Arrowhead. I hope it works out one day.
You bet.
You were thinking about... thank you for the call and the good words. We were thinking of downsizing, and I don't want to do that. Because we got a great price on the house.
A great neighborhood, too. It would be one thing, Greg, if your house was large and you had, let's say, a challenging neighborhood or neighborhood that's going through changes. You don't. You've got a neighborhood that's held its value and continues to gain value and gain population.
Now, if I croak, you will have to convince the next buyer that my ghost is not haunting me.
That won't be a problem.
Yeah, nothing like being cheerful at the start of the show, right?
Yes.
So, the DOJ tells Trump he will likely be indicted next week. The same headline, same news source, Ukrainian business person at center of Biden bribery allegations. The FBI ignored a credible tip. Well, of course they did. The FBI needs to be completely disbanded.
Oh, no doubt.
It is nothing more than a political tool for the Democrats. And I don't see that as being reversible. That's not going to work out. Hey, New York is now the same color as Donald Trump's hair.
I've seen that, man. I guess half of Canada or better is on fire.
And, of course, AOC is already out. Oh, it's climate change.
I saw that.
When is somebody going to go up to her and go,
snap out of it?
What a twerp.
Can't happen soon enough. But I saw the LaGuardia. I believe they had to close it down.
Yeah.
Because the visibility's so low.
You know, there's a shot on Fox right now of the skyline. That is no doubt a shot from Queens looking towards Manhattan. Man. And I have seen a very similar haze over New York and seen, all you can see is the outline of the skyscrapers, but you can't see any detail.
No details at all.
But in this case, it's a little more intense than that. All that smoke coming from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Let's sue Trudeau. Let's blame him. Yeah, because climate change is setting forests on fire. That's kind of a forest fire has been going on since prior to the invention of the match.
Right, but you and I both agree that climate change is just a scam. It's a scam.
Hey, did you see any of the Tucker?
Oh, yes. Joey played about, part of the 10-minute clip. I liked it.
Oh, well, this is going to be tough because I'm finding out he's playing a lot of stuff that I want to play.
I'll talk to him about that.
Well, he's first. And I got news for you. I'm not working here 6 to 9 in the morning and then telling Rick I want 12 to 3. Because I don't think I can do that kind of a turnaround. I can barely do this one.
But he had, I believe Joey said, 8 million people watching? It was some huge number. And it's only been out 24 hours.
Oh, it had over 20 million views.
That's
quickly.
Incredible.
Crushing Fox. Fox has lost 62% of its primetime audience. It's like a macho beer company using a flitting twit as a spokesperson to sell their product.
Yeah, works out pretty well.
And you know what's happening with...
Who are you?
You know who I am.
We have not officially acknowledged your presence.
Okay, well, I'm here.
The angel is here.
What's happening with Fox, Jeanine Pirro was scheduled to make an appearance at a Christian rally. It's predominantly Christian-based. And
I can't have that.
And she was scheduled, and she was on the, you know, on the advertising and everything, and Fox told her she couldn't go.
Really?
Yeah, and she was on her own time off.
Yeah.
She was going to promote her book, her new book. They said, can't go. So, I mean, they really talked about it last night on the news.
I just can't.
So corporate told Pirro that she couldn't go.
Yep, on her own time.
On her own time.
Well.
Yeah. So that tells you the direction that's
going. Is she one of the people that got them into this Dominion thing?
That I don't know.
She's pretty outspoken.
Right. But that seems to be what they're getting away from.
Yes.
Yeah. If you're not toting the company line, they don't want you.
Hey, speaking of Trump, we got an ad. This is Trump's new ad. It's called Wolves.
Yeah, we saw that on Joey's show. I'm just kidding with you, Greg Budell. I'm just kidding with you.
Don't do that to
Look,
me.
Let's make it easier for both of us. Here's what we should do. Just replay the Joey show from...
No.
Because all I'm going to do is the same thing anyway.
No!
So let's see what this Trump ad has.
Just how far are your
deep... Wait a minute, I got 15 damn audio sources playing at the same time. So now... Wow. Yeah, it's got Joe's tumble. They could have done a whole... minute spot of Joe's.
Yeah, I believe so.
And there's Adam Schiffface.
I can't stand that guy.
Here's a question for you. Just how far are the radical left and inside the Beltway bandits willing to go to stop him? They all know they hate him for winning the fight to protect life, for exposing their deep state, for draining their precious swamp. And they already know he'll crush Biden. So like a pack of rabid wolves, they attack. So let's impeach him. Let's get tainted radical left prosecutors to charge him. Let's conspire with Hillary and the FBI with fake stories about him. All to distract from Biden's incompetence, weakness, and money-grabbing corruption. But here's the thing. He'll never blink. That's called having the courage of your convictions. And it's why he's our president.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Yeah.
I like that one better than the ones I've seen so far.
Yeah. I just stop with the... Babylon Bee did a perfect parody headline the other day about the Republican election strategy. They're going to tear each other to shreds while the Democrats watch. If I were Trump, I would say I think DeSantis is a great governor. I think that he rode the wave in Florida, but look what he's done since he got in. He only made it in by 50,000 votes. Now Florida, which once had an 800,000 Democrat registered voter edge, has reversed it. That's a 1.5 million swing. Very impressive. Why can they do things like that? Hey, here's my plan. Here's my plan. Instead of shooting.
All they do is just throw stones, just like Chris Christie. His whole reason to get in the race is just to bash Donald Trump.
Yeah. And then there's a fat-ass Christie. Free donuts for all Americans.
Well, did you see Mike Pence's video today?
No, what did Steve Canyon have to say?
It's it's his launch campaign, but like a lot of the other ones, it's just blah. There's nothing, there's no excitement behind it whatsoever. And to be honest, I think Mike Pence proved what he is to a lot of people a few years back. And I think most people have lost their
You know, it's interesting, and I think any of our conservative friends who go back to the origins of the show would agree how we viewed conservatism 10, 15 years ago and how we see it today. And the people we believed in then, like Mike Pence and others, who joined the rallies and were all about, you know, restoring constitutional law, now they all seem weak.
Right.
And they're too easy. What did the Republican, the conservative caucus do today? They took some kind of a stand.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, they strike back. They blockaded the House floor in a mutiny against McCarthy.
Yeah.
Who I thought was doing a pretty good job until that
came up, right?
Yeah. Let's listen to this.
We are closely following, with 14 days to go, exactly where it stands on our debt mess. There are indications that both sides are beginning to coalesce around a number of concessions on the part of Democrats and a number of concessions among some Republicans. But whether that makes an agreement, keep in mind that even if you get a deal done today, you still have a couple of weeks to eventually get to a vote and proceed.
Now, that's a clip that popped up, but that's old, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's Neil Cavuto, who we also used to think was conservative.
Right.
And he's another one of them, if you will.
But that's what seems to happen, like with the Tea Party. The Republican Party seemed to absorb those outfits that we can get behind and feel like, okay, we got some new blood in there. And they just dilute them.
Yeah. Well, it's a wide field, and there's some interest to me. I don't know much about the governor of North Dakota.
Yeah.
But the guy to keep an eye on, in my opinion, is Scott from South Carolina. Because basically, I think what they're bucking for is to be Veep. And it's like tomorrow we'll have Mark Robert on. He is a huge Trump guy.
Yeah.
Because he says, what are you, you know, he'll run from a prison cell.
Exactly. That's what we were talking about. There's no stopping him.
Because they fail to recognize, just like they don't understand the Bud Light thing and Target, who now is part of a group that wants to end Mount Rushmore.
You saw that.
What the hell's wrong with these people? Why not find a way to put Martin Luther King up there?
Right.
And then maybe another, no, anybody but Obama.
Well, they just want to tear down.
That's all they care. They and why? Why are they so hell-bent on living miserable lives here? That makes no sense to me. 3:20, Georgia Floors Direct, Jeff Mallinson was on TV today. I think he was on the Joe Hagler show. I love Jeff. He is very gregarious. He's been there for half of Georgia Floors Direct. Stunning 50-plus-year history. And he is the template for customer service. And he's hired people who can carry on that above and beyond approach to making customers find the flooring they want. All wholesale priced, all installed by their people. It's a great system, and it's worked for thousands of people, including me. Marble kitchen countertops, blinds, and of course, every type of flooring under the sun, from luxury vinyl plank flooring to carpeting to hardwoods, laminates, and you name it, tile. They did a beautiful backsplash for the kitchen countertop they put in for us. They do phenomenal work. You can't go wrong. So when you're, as I often say, beautiful rooms begin from the bottom up. Georgia Floor's direct flooring destination since 1969 on the Boulevard, across from Lowe's, and also visit them on Facebook. You got a runner?
Yeah, I got a showing here on that place I just told you about.
Oh, okay.
Radio advertisement works, buddy.
And let me know if you get a...
Oh, I will. You know I will.
We like to keep track on the Eddie Bader scoreboard.
Thank you.
All right, buddy, thanks.
See you guys.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Five Renovations today.
Rub-a-dub-dub, do you have an ugly tub? If your bathroom has seen better days, or if you're just ready for a change, it's a great time to love your bathroom again. During their Spring into Savings event, they're offering 18-month same-as-cash financing for qualified buyers, or $1,000 off a full wet area remodel to include bathtub to walk-in shower conversions, bathtub replacements with wall system, or their popular Alexis walk-in bathtub with all the bells and whistles. Their products are fully backed by the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval and are protected by factory-authorized limited lifetime warranty. Call today or contact Bath Innovations at bathinnovations.com. If your bathroom is not becoming to you, you should be coming to Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the aggravation, call Bath Innovations today.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Progressive presents an ad from Mom.
Oh, you don't speak? What does it say here? Bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive and get protection round the clock. You know what? I'm sorry. I think it should be around. What are you signaling? Me? To stop talking? Oh, all right. I'll stop talking. No, just tend to tell me. That's all you
get
have.
Get round-the-clock protection when you bundle and save with Progressive. It's easier than getting your mom to make this radio ad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Not only does it... excellent show, but he is also on the cover of the June Boom magazine. Good chance to get him, to know him, and also to kind of get a glimpse into, he's really a terrific guy and one of the smartest people you will ever talk to, but he never talks down. You know, he just shares his wisdom. And my applause to Boom for making him this month's cover. I got an article in there, too, that it's really weak.
No, it's not.
Actually, it's sort of the behind-the-scenes story. By the way, Rich's happiness seems very dependent on the number of responses we get on the breakfast special. So let me see where we're at total today. 200. Now, we were hoping for 3. We were hoping for 300 likes, reactions on the breakfast special. It's on my wall. This is really important for you to participate in this, because Rich's happiness depends on it. Not really, but... oh, let's just grab it and take it since we have a moment. We can be spontaneous. With whom are we speaking?
Hi, Greg. It's Pat.
Pat, how are you?
I'm doing good. Changing your subject drastically, but I was listening to your show this morning and you read that quote. I think you said it was from DeVito that said, you know, if somebody believes in heaven, that they're effing idiot.
Yes, that was Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
In fact, anyway, I can go back to that if you like.
Well, the point that I wanted, I wanted to recommend a book, because you were talking about somebody that had done research in near-death experiences.
Yes.
There's a book called Imagine Heaven by John Burke. He did over 30 years of research with near-death experiences and wrote this book. And the people that, if you can read that book, it's like reading the Bible. I don't understand how somebody can read the Bible and say that God doesn't exist or that you're an idiot if you believe in heaven. But the evil one knows how to blind people and close up their mind. So, but I just want to recommend that book to you.
Give me the name of it.
Imagine Heaven.
Imagine Heaven.
You know, there's lots of good books out there on near-death experiences. Don Piper's book, 90 Minutes in Heaven. One of my favorite quote from that book is, as he approached the gates of heaven, he heard choirs singing 1,000 different songs at the same time, and it sounded good. You and I would think 1,000 songs being played at the same time would just be noise, but not in heaven.
It'd be like having a gump on. It's a great station, but it's not heaven. My friend, who was a Pulitzer Prize-winning author, a legitimate author, interviewed 50 people separately. No group stuff, no anything, so he could get each of their reactions individually. And the things that came out of that, the commonality in certain aspects of that, people who were clinically dead. The one that I really was most intrigued by, none of them, once they had passed, none of them wanted to come back to this life.
That's right.
So I guess, and that's part of my core belief system. I can't believe that this incredible universe, all of this stuff that God has created, put us here so we could hang around for 60, 70, 80 years and then become compost.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm not believing that.
And you're right not to believe it.
So, but we all have our, and it's fine. Everybody has their own unique faith and ideas, but I encourage that. And I can tell you this is another thing that all these godless leftist SOBs have in common. They have no God. They all think that when you're dead, you're just dead. And this is why they're so destructive. They can't find happiness, and happiness is an inside job.
Because they don't value life.
So,
you know, when God created the human being, he created it with a hole in their heart that's God-shaped.
Yes.
And if you don't fill that hole with God, you're never going to find happiness. I mean, everybody, including myself, you know, you try to fill that hole with other things, and it don't work.
Yeah.
I
had the experience, man. I had all the money that could buy happiness. And you know what it bought me? A ticket to nothing.
Yeah.
And it was when I had nothing that I started to realize what I really had. It's the way it works.
There you go. Yep. So.
Tough way to learn it.
I wanted to share that with you. John,
I'm glad you did.
Good book.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, Arnold. That's just what we need. The old crowdhead telling us that there's no heaven and you just die. Well, lead the way, pal. That's my reaction. But you never know with him.
I'll be back.
You got to remember that.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
By the way, Rich Thomas all day has been predicting the thunderstorms. We're not going to have 100% coverage in the area. It's not that kind of thing. But they popped up just like he said they would. I don't understand why people were questioning his forecast today. Not to get defensive.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our forecast is pretty routine as we go through the evening hours tonight. Still a chance you may encounter one of those random storms that'll be roaming around before they fade out overnight, low 68. Now, tomorrow, the number of storms will actually be a little bit more generous in the afternoon and evening hours. We've got a southward moving front coming into the area. So tomorrow's high around 91. And then I think behind the front on Friday, we're in the upper 80s with perhaps rain chances just about nil on Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. It's that time of year. Time to make the most of your property with help from Kubota. From Kubota's versatile L2501 compact tractor to the M7060 for larger acreage with matching implements in stock. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
from the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center. Here's the latest traffic update.
If you are coming into Montgomery on I-85 southbound, just past the Wall exit, you're going to run into some slow traffic. We had a moderate crash a little earlier. It's backed up just a bit, but once you get through that, you've got clear sailing all the way into Montgomery. Once you get into Montgomery, we got some light rain in the area. We are busy on Northeast Boulevard, I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. Boulevards are a bit thick with traffic this afternoon, but no major problems anywhere. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Invisible Fence has indoor-outdoor systems. Not only do they help keep your pets safe, but they've got the perfect start training method. That makes all the difference. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
By the way, still a little thunder out there and some showers passing to the southeast. And after that, let me just put the radar in motion. Let's get the complete picture here. It doesn't show anything else to be likely. You know, in other words, I think the atmosphere reaches its boiling point. We get a storm here, a storm there. It's over, and then it clears out. And we should have a rain-free ride to the Baumhauers.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertiser.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Could it be
the River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today, June 7th, is VCR Day. And we have this montage of actual VCR ads that kind of tell the story of the machine that changed our viewing habits.
In times past, only the wealthy could afford a four-head cable-ready VCR with multi-event programming and a dockable remote control.
The HR7100 video recorder from JVC, a 10-day timer and full-function remote control.
The new Sony Betamax SL5000. It even has remote control and beta scan.
The Sony Betamax is only $699.
Radio Shack has something for everyone, like this compact VHS VCR with 13-function wireless remote control for just $449.95.
Extra durable space-age materials. Better engineered, best warranty. That's the Hitachi Touch.
Buy the Sanyo Model 3900 for only $599 with high-speed search in forward and reverse, instant freeze framing, remote control, fast rewind. Records programs up to 3 days in advance.
Another lame-ass story from Greg Dudell.
On the VCR thing, it's like the early 80s, and my career is taking off in South Florida, and I want my mom and dad to be proud. And it was PM Magazine, actually. Rich did PM Magazine here in Montgomery. PM Magazine down there did this lengthy feature on me. And I brought it up to Chicago on a visit, and I wanted to show it to mom and dad, but they did not have a VCR. I still think of it. We went to a place, it was called Corvettes. It was kind of a discount appliance. One of those, it was like the Walmart of its time, really. And we picked out a nice Panasonic VCR, $1,600. And it weighed about 40 pounds.
Yeah.
My dad was a skilled electrician, so we had no trouble setting it up. And then we watched this thing, and I felt bad. I said, God, I hope that was worth the money. We got a lot of years of use out of that over time, but I remember we wanted to buy a blank VHS cassette so we could record some shows, and they were $20 a piece.
Yeah.
Now, let me see if Siri can answer a question here. What would $1,600 in 1980 dollars be worth today?
I found this on the web.
Oh, it's a calculator. All right. Not a calculator, it's an inflation calculator. All right, let's see. Amount, $1,600. Start year, 1981, end year 2023, calculate, and holy cow, this is really a snapshot on inflation. That same VCR today would cost $5,339.
I believe it.
You can go to Jack Ingram and get almost a car.
Yeah.
And a nice one. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. Wow. So I got to do something else here. What would 170,000 start year 1987 to 2023? That's what I was making, you know, in the glory days in South Florida. And that would, holy crap. That money I made would be equal to $453,000 today.
Wow.
Gee. Well, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, it opened doors, but it didn't buy a lot of happiness.
That's right.
And that is an inside job. In fact, I was one of those that... In fact, I still have not received Mark Robert, who will be our guest tomorrow. I've not received his book, Rehab Nation. I can't wait to see it. Because he's got stories and facts and, you know... For some, rehab is just a game, and people go and they do it to stay out of trouble. And then some take it seriously. But the sad fact is, I don't know if this statistic has been updated, but only one of 36 people who make an attempt to get sober and stay sober. There's another percentage above that that do, but it takes multiple efforts, like me. Wow. And some just can't. They can't find the God of their understanding that will keep them well. Brand new January 6th arrest. 2 years later, sedition hunters take credit. Oh, great. We're still doing... We got time for this. We have time for this, but since 2019, we haven't been able to get one thing off that Hunter Biden laptop that's a crime. Isn't that incredible? Wow. We are at the... How did it get to be 3:38? I feel weird today. It's like I've lost control of the show completely. And it's just not working out. Since I mentioned Jack Ingram, and we're getting ready for local news here in a second, let me just take a quick look at what's happening there. This is Tuesday, and that's the day we visit Jack Ingram Mercedes-Benz. So let's do that. And they can make the Mercedes-Benz dream happen for you. Nothing like it. And again, when you hear... Names like, well, I can't afford that. Well, they got a 2015 Mercedes-Benz C-Class. The online deal on this machine, low miles, $323 a month. My daughter had a 2017, and she's not making $100,000 a year. She's making a nice living. She was able to get into one of these at a very similar monthly rate and loved the car and had zero maintenance issues. And Jack Ingram would not be selling this one at that or any other price, unless they had vetted the machine to make sure it was ready to deliver more. In fact, they do have a 2017 Mercedes-Benz E-Class sedan. That's a little bit larger. That one's $441 a month. And of course, they go all the way down to brand new. Let's see if we have the dream machine here. Yeah, they got a 2018 Benz E-Class convertible and some GLCs. Do they have a Sprinter in the house? Yes, they have a Sprinter. And some 2023s. And I think last week they were already getting some 2024s in. Anyway, the selection's excellent. Yeah, they do have 2024s. It's the GLE 350. And that is an incredible SUV. It gets very good gas mileage too, by the way. Intercooled turbo gas electric combo. And you can call for the price and payment. Or you can go online to jackingermercedesbenz.com. Get the best price. Get pre-approved. Schedule a test drive. Next available, 4:30 p.m. this afternoon. So, why not? If you've never been behind the wheel of one of those, that's the only way you're going to find out whether you really want one or not. Jack Ingram Mercedes-Benz on the Boulevard. JackingermercedesBenz.com. Here's some local news. 3:40.
From WAKA Channel 8, I'm Teresa Lawson. An Elmore County man is behind bars on sex abuse charges. 61-year-old Stephen Chris has been charged and arrested for first-degree rape and sexual abuse of a child less than 12 years old. A complaint was filed by a family member who claims that she has been forced to engage in sexual activity for many years. Chris was arrested on June 2nd and is being held at the Elmore County Jail with no bond. Premier Tech is opening its U.S. headquarters in Montgomery for its Tech and Automation Division. Premier Tech's new Montgomery facility is a $33 million investment in Montgomery, bringing 133 production and office team member jobs to the area. A missing teenager from Jackson has been found safe in Florida. Leah Simone McDonald went missing on Mother's Day weekend in the area of High Street in Jackson, Alabama. I'm Teresa Lawson. Watch your local news on WAKA Channel 8.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want to plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
If you're hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. In fact, ZipRecruiter has helped a lot of business owners find their needle in a haystack, like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Because Telly Tires has grown a lot in the last few years, Marco needed to hire everyone from a receptionist to a store manager to a head mechanic.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill. ZipRecruiter helps me keep my business running.
Take it from Marco and millions of other businesses who've used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and family members are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough even to keep their jobs. We can fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that people can remain at work. Let's make this a priority. Let's close this gap and cover Alabama. To learn more and how you can help, visit coveralabama.org.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our forecast is pretty routine as we go through the evening hours tonight. Still a chance you may encounter one of those random storms that'll be roaming around before they fade out overnight, low 68. Now, tomorrow, the number of storms will actually be a little bit more generous in the afternoon and evening hours. We've got a southward moving front coming into the area. So tomorrow's high around 91. And then I think behind the front on Friday, we're in the upper 80s with perhaps rain chances just about nil on Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations. Since we began in 1906, at CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
All right, I stumbled on this earlier. It's not really a story. It's not New York's air turning orange, although there is sort of a Trump karma about that aspect of the pollution there. No, what's electrifying is how stupid our students are. I mean that in the sense, questions that you would think anybody over the age of 8 would be able to answer. They can't, because they're too busy being spoon-fed propaganda, ideologies, trying to figure out what sex they really are, and all the rest of this crap. This is a random interview, and this clip is entitled The Future. Most of the people in this video, I would say, range in age from 16 to 21. Listen to the questions that they can't answer. It's unbelievable. I'm working it. Let me start it over. Now that we have the volume up. I hate Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg, you did this to me.
You know how many states make up the United States?
50.
You know what the capital is?
Of
United States?
Harrisburg. Oh, is there a capital in the U.S.?
You saw me.
No.
Do you know what century we're in?
No.
How many make up one dozen?
Wait, what?
How many make up one dozen?
How many make up one dozen?
If you're looking at this young woman here, I'm going to post this after we play it. You can tell where her brains went.
How many what?
Like, how many eggs are in one dozen?
10.
Yes. Know what the third month of each year is?
February.
Yes. Do you know what two countries border the U.S.?
Oh. What countries border the U.S.?
Border.
Border.
Canada?
Yeah, and what?
Russia?
Yes. How many moons does the Earth have?
6.
Yes. How many states make up the United States?
6.
Yes. He's wearing a cowboy
hat. How many letters are in the alphabet?
24?
Do you know how many seasons there are?
12. I don't know. 12?
Yes. What language do the people in Idaho speak?
Potato.
Wait, what? What language?
I don't know. The first thing that came to mind was potatoes.
How many states make up the United States? Guess a number if you don't know. 5. Yes. What continent are we on right now?
What continent? I think, North Africa.
If you were watching this, this guy here, he's a complete lummox. I don't know how people like this survive, but this is not a comedy sketch. This is a guy in Manhattan interviewing people, young people.
What's 3 times 3 times 3? 18. Yes. How many cents are in $1?
How many cents are $1?
Yeah.
1, 5, 10, 20, 30, 106.
Yes. Do you know what country we gained our independence from?
Mexico, right? right? No, that's so wrong. Russia, no. I don't know.
Give me a final guess.
Canada, I don't know.
Yes, do you know what year the U.S. was founded?
1827.
Yes, the shape with four sides called.
I don't know. I haven't done something with shapes since like fifth grade.
Honestly. Yeah. If you had a guess.
I don't know. All right. I know what shapes have four sides, but I don't know the name for it.
Yes. Can you name three countries besides the USA?
Alabama.
That's one.
New Mexico.
Two.
And Connecticut.
Three.
Wow.
It's too easy for you. What is 1/4 plus 2 dimes?
1/4 plus 2.
How much money is that?
That's 65 cents. Is it? 65 cents?
Yes. Can you tell me what time this is?
Okay, I know the long one is the hour.
Yeah.
So that's 10. Oh my God.
10 what? Around what time is this?
I'm not sure.
Give me your best guess.
I want to say 10:15.
Yes. How many dimes make up $1?
100.
Can you name a country that starts with the letter U? Do you know how many continents there are?
12?
Yes. The capital of the USA is?
Isn't the capital of USA?
Yeah. What is the capital?
USA? United States?
Yeah, like, of the states, what's the capital?
America?
Yeah, it was a trick question. You got me. You know who the first president of the United States was?
Abraham Lincoln.
Do you know how many stars there are on the US flag?
100? I don't know. No, 200, something like that. I don't know.
Yes, around there. Do you know how many months make up 1 year?
Is it 12?
Yeah. Do you know what the first month is?
Did she drop an F-bomb?
It sounded like she did.
All right. Well, then we will probably pause it here. We're almost done with it anyway. I'm going to put this on my page. Because this ain't a skit. This is...
real life.
Yeah. These are the people that will be taking care of you in your old age.
I don't think so.
I don't know how they're going to get...
Yeah.
Who's going to take care of these? It's just so... galling. I mean, you could see, look, not everybody is the sharpest knife in the drawer. But we're not even talking about being a genius. This is stuff I could have answered any of those questions by eighth grade. And everybody in this video was beyond, at least in terms of size and age, past eighth grade. It's frightening. Really frightening. And so the question then becomes, what are they being taught? I will put this up on Facebook in a moment so you can watch it for yourself. And you'll see what I'm saying. It's not a comedy sketch. 3:54, because my job is to depress the hell out of you today. And I'm doing everything I can to do it. So when we go to Baumhauer's, we'll really appreciate the joy of being there. By the way, we have a something special coming up at the Baumhauer's a week from today. And I will tell you about Mr. Electric. If you have your homeowner, you always got to have a list of go-to. And we've got them for you here on News Talk. Between me and Joey, we got you covered with people that can help you take care of your home. For electrical needs, Mr. Electric. 245-1566. Certified Masters. Well, we've had at least half a dozen different projects done by them. We always get an upfront price. The last electrician that came to our house had 24 years of experience, and he knew exactly what he was doing. Was able to trace the source. We had none of our outside outlets work. He was able to trace the source to an outlet that was in pretty wretched shape. So they took it out and put a new one in, and in the invoice at the end, you see all the parts that were installed and all the parts that were removed, and they give you a step-by-step of the testing process, everything required to solve the problem. So you know exactly what you paid for. 245-1566. They'll give you a free estimate on anything you need done. Installation, service, repair, solving a mystery, whatever. Or you can learn more at MrElectric.com. They're really terrific. Here's Dennis.
Good afternoon, sir.
How are you? I'm kind of
waiting. That was a payback. Hey, look here. I asked a couple of we was out having a couple of cold brews not too long ago, and there was a table sitting there with a bunch of college kids, and we put the question to them, who was the Third Reich?
And what kind of answer?
We got answers of it's a bubblegum company.
Wow.
It was one of them. It was ridiculous. And these were first and second year college students.
Man. What are they learning and what are they going to do with that wisdom when college is over? This is quite concerning.
I have no idea. But, you've got those that are really pushing the woke agenda with a socialist theme to it.
Yes.
And, they think that they're going to be able to sit at home and claim to be the opposite sex or whatever when the CCP walks in and knocks on their door.
Yeah.
And tells them they got a job for them to go to and they're going to have to be there. So,
yeah.
That's going to be real interesting. And then, of course, the history in place of, what the Khmer Rouge was all about.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing, that's really didn't happen. So
no.
It's going to repeat itself at that point, I would imagine.
Yeah, they can't tell you what the Third Reich is, but everybody is Adolf Hitler that their teachers tell them to hate. Or professors.
Really?
That is stunning. How did any of them ever graduate a school without those basic fundamental wisdoms? 3 times 3 times 3. That's 27. I mean,
the better question, Greg, is why do we allow our teachers not to teach that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think this is largely a public school thing. I still have pretty good faith. The private schools are educating kids. And there's a reason why the deep state does not want your kids to have school choice. That's absolutely the best thing that could happen for any child. We should be making that available. But we're not.
Absolutely.
If anything, we're circling the wagons around those schools. And the day will come when they will not recognize a private education or homeschool.
Absolutely.
Appreciate the call, Dennis.
Have a good day, guys.
Thanks. And that's our stunning first hour. We can take the...
Okay.
I don't know what Joey and Eddie are doing here that they got to darken this room to the extent they do, but maybe I'll surprise them one day around 2:15 and see what's happening in this place. All right, we've got Look at the Roads coming up and a fresh edition of SRN News and then the unforgettable... We hope it is anyway. 4 to 5 o'clock hour, bomb hours at 6.
Traffic is brought to you by Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, my goodness, we have got a lot of cars on the road this afternoon and an accident East South Boulevard. If you're traveling from Woodley to Troy Highway, going to be right past Honey Baked Ams. At Strathmore Drive, watch out for emergency vehicles there. If you're inbound to Montgomery on I-85 southbound, got a very bad accident right past Wall. Going to take you a couple of minutes to get by it, but once you're free of that, you got a nice shot all the way into downtown Montgomery. Light to moderate traffic, a little bit of rain in the area. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Registration for fall class is going on now at Trentum State. This is the time to get your financial aid in order. Change your life. Call Trentum State, today's college for tomorrow's world.